大家平安。
Peace to you all.
继续来学习撒迦利亚书。
Let us continue learning the book of Zechariah.
我们请看第九章。
Let us turn to chapter 9.
撒迦利亚书总共有十四章。
Zechariah has a total of 11 chapters. That's 14 chapters.
前面的一到八章，这是第一个大段。
Chapters 1 to 8 are the first main section.
那么九章到最后呢，这是第二个大段。
And 9 till the end is the second main section.
发现在前面哈一到八章，它是以八个意象作为它的主轴。
We discover that Zechariah 1 through 8 is based mainly on surrounding the eight visions.
是针对当时候这些重建圣殿的百姓来做鼓励的。
Which are targeted as a sort of encouragement to the people who were rebuilding the temple at the time.
所以它也把这个日期都标示得很清楚。
And we also notice that the dates are recorded very clearly.
所以前面的八章，它第一个目的就是对当时候的百姓来讲的。
Therefore, the first objective of delivering chapter 1 through 8 is to encourage the people of the time.
当然，这当中一些预言呢，也是跟我们有一些关联。
Granted, the prophecies are also connected to us today.
但是偏重的是以八个意象来鼓励他们重建圣殿。
But the main core of this first main section is the eight visions to encourage the people to continue rebuilding the temple.
那不过第九章以后，我们就发现它是比较对于末世的预言。
From chapter 9 and onwards, what we see is prophecies regarding the end of time.
那些就是普世性的预言。
And this is, we could say, global.
所以前面那一大段呢，比较属于是对以色列百姓来说的。
The first section we could say is targeted specifically to the Israelites.
那前面第一大段可以说它是比较有它的历史的意义。
So we could even say that the first section is more historically significant.
从九章以后呢，这个大段呢是对普世的意义。
And from chapter 9 onwards, the significance is global.
包括主要的就是弥赛亚王国要建立。
And mainly, it talks about the establishment of the kingdom of the Messiah.
神也要审判万民。
God shall also judge the nations.
好，我们就来看哈。九章到十四章也可以分成两个段落。
So now let us see, from chapter 9 to 14, we can subdivide this section to subsections.
所以九章、十章、十一章，这是一篇大的讲章。
Chapters 9, 10, and 11 are a great common theme.
那十二章到十四章也是一大篇的讲章。
12 to 14 are a separate theme.
其实就是两个末世。
And it is two revelations.
我们看九章第一节。
Chapter 9, verse 1.
第一节，主的末世。
The burden of the word of the Lord.
然后看十二章第一节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
主论以色列的末世。
The burden of the word of the Lord against Israel.
所以它是两个末世。
So there are two burdens.
那我们先来谈这个末世是什么呢？
Now let us talk about what this burden or oracle is about.
这个英文已经把它意思给它翻译出来了。
The NKJV actually give us the meaning straight out.
它在希伯来文的意义里面呢，它就是一个负担负担，它有一个责任负担。
In Hebrews, it means a burden, a charge.
那这个意思是说，神的启示给他的仆人的时候。
What this means is that when God entrusts revelation to his servant,
好像主人给他的奴仆一项任务。
It is as if a servant were handing over a task for his servant to accomplish.
那他必须要完成这个工作。
And the servant then must fulfill the task.
神给先知一个启示。
And God gives the prophet a revelation.
就是他应该要完成的工作。
And this is the work that the prophet must finish.
那么他要尽这个责任呢，要忠心把这个工作完成。
He needs to be loyal and faithful in finishing his task.
如果不是这样，那么他在内心里头好像有火在烧一样。
Otherwise, the prophet will feel a burning fire within him.
但是当他尽了自己的本分，把这些神要他说的话向百姓传讲以后。
But once he completes the task he was assigned and proclaims the word of God to the people.
他这个责任就尽了。
Then now his duty is done.
这个背负这个担子呢就可以放下来。
This burden then can be laid aside.
我们看历代的这些忠心的先知都是这样的。
When we see the first generation of God's loyal prophets, they will behave in this manner.
但是在这个当中，他们要这个承受很多各方来的压力。
But through the process, they receive pressures from different fronts.
就在我们今天我们看到这个整的这个世界变动很大。
And today we see great changes throughout the world.
比如说我们谈到这个同性恋的问题。
For example, when we deal with the issue of homosexuality,
有可能现在只剩下在真耶稣教会的讲台可以根据圣经来讲同性恋。
Maybe in the whole world, only the True Jesus Church can deliver a sermon absolutely according to the Bible in regards to homosexuality.
很多牧师他们也不讲。
Many priests have shied away from this.
或是他们不表态。
Or they prefer not to express their opinion.
但是你看这个世界这么堕落。
But see how corrupted this world.
在今天这个世代里头，我们要把真理讲出来真的还是要受到很大压力
We are pressured in order to be able to speak the truth that we believe in this world.
那当初当时候在先知的时代他们面对的一定是更大的困难。
During the time of the prophets, the pressure may have been even greater.
他们面对的是一群不敬畏神的百姓。
They face a people who did not fear God.
这个工作一定是更加的困难。
And this work may have been much harder than ours.
但是他们为什么能够这样来完成呢？
But why is it that they were able to fulfill their task?
就是因为神的灵跟他们同在。
It is because the Spirit of the Lord abided with them.
所以他们有忠心，有勇敢，有能够这样来做。
Therefore, they had the required faithfulness and bravery to do what they did.
说到最后，还是神的灵要帮助我们。
But in the end, it is the Spirit of the Lord that sustains us.
人没有可以夸口的。
As men, there is nothing we can boast about.
而且人是很软弱的。
For men are weak.
我们常常受制于我们的理性。
And many times we are limited by our intellect.
我们也很容易被理性给迷惑。
And our intellect actually deceives us many times.
所以我们来神训班很好。
Therefore, it is good for us to come to NATS.
我们就是整天读圣经，然后我们也祷告。
And what we do the entire day is to read the Bible and to pray.
已经。到今天已经过了四天了第四天了。
Today is day number four already.
真希望这个时间能够冻结。
We would hope this moment can be frozen forever.
小弟第一次参加我们美国的成人神训。
This is the first time I come to NATS in the U.S.
我觉得很好。
And I feel that it's great.
回去呢要大大的鼓吹，我们应该要比照我们这边的整个这个行程。
And when I go back home, I will try to encourage the people to maybe follow the schedule we have here.
我们除了祷告就是读圣经。
Because if we're not praying, we are reading the Bible.
所以我们来这个地方大概做两件事情。
Therefore, when we come here, we do two things.
祷告读经。
Pray and read the Bible.
这是最好的。
And this is the best.
小弟也常常在想说，如果我退休的话呢，我整天就是做这两件事情就好了。
And I think to myself, if I were to retire, I would just fill my time with these two tasks and that is it.
但是现在还有很多行政工作要做了。
But there are so many things to do.
好，我们来看主的默示。
Now let us see the burden of the word of the Lord.
应验在哈德拉地大马色。
Against the land of Hadrach and Damascus.
那第二节。
Verse 2.
还有靠近的哈马并推罗西顿。
And against Hamath and against Tyre and Sidon.
因为这二城的人大有智慧。
Though they are very wise.
这个第一节到这个第七节是谈到神要对列国来实施审判。
Verse 1 through 7 deals with God imparting judgment among the nations.
前面我们讲第一大段八个意象，它比较有一个时间性。
In the first main section, we talked about the A vision. It has a chronological order.
而且它是整个系统。
And it is systematic.
但在后面九章以后呢，它就是一大篇的讲章，但是这个讲章里头还有小段。
From chapter 9 onwards, there is a great unifying theme, but in it there are sub-themes.
有时候一个小段就是一篇独立的讲章。
And sometimes this sub-theme is independent and self-standing.
所以我们读起来比较没有系统性。
So when we read it, there is a less of a sense of a system.
那么在解读的时候呢，就会有比较大的困难。
And when it comes to interpretation, the matter becomes more difficult.
就是它的时间的定位。
It is because of time issues.
但是因为我们看了以后呢，发现这个是一个普世性的信息。
But when we read about it, we realize that the news or glad tidings spread here is global.
啊，不单只是对以色列百姓来讲。
For it refers not only to the Israelites.
啊，它是对整个普世性的信息来讲的。
But it is addressed as a whole globally.
啊，那么这个先知他在这个地方就谈到了。
And now here the prophet speaks.
他这里有提到几个国家。
He mentions several countries.
啊，像这个大马色。
For example, Damascus.
啊，在哈德拉地大马色。
In the land of Hadrach.
这是亚兰国的境内。
This is within the boundaries of Syria.
啊，那底下有提到推罗西顿。
And then we have Tyre and Sidon.
推罗西顿这两个城哈，也是在沿海地区。
Tyre and Sidon are also by the sea.
这个就是历史上所说的这个腓尼基人。
This is what we call Phoenicia in history.
腓尼基人他们很早就是成为海上的霸权国家。
The Phoenicians became a maritime power early on.
他们的航海技术呢非常的发达。
And their navigation and charting skills were very advanced.
那这些都是以色列百姓的敌对国。
These were all enemies of the Israelites.
那除了这些以外呢，我们再看第五节。
Apart from these, let us see verse 5.
这里就有提到几个城市。
Now there are several cities mentioned here.
亚斯基伦
Ascalon
加萨
Gaza
以格伦
Ekron
啊，还有底下第六节的这个亚什图。
And in verse 6, Ashdod.
这四个城市呢都是腓利士人的城市。
All these six cities are of the Philistines.
那腓利士人就是与跟以色列百姓啊是毗邻而居的。
And the Philistines are a neighboring country to the Israelites.
啊，他们就是在那一块啊沿海的这个狭小的平原啊。
That is to say, they live on the plain next to the sea.
就是以色列地哈跟地中海之间的啊有一个从北到南的狭长的这个平原。
It is that a north-south facing corridor between Israel and the Mediterranean Sea.
那因为腓利士人他们就是住在迦南地了。
The Philistines live in the land of Canaan.
啊，跟以色列百姓啊，可以说是常常会短兵相接。
And we can say that they often sparter and spar with the Israelites.
啊，他们成为以色列历史上啊最长久也是最顽固的敌人。
And they are the most stubborn and the most and the longest lasting enemies of the Israelites.
好，我们看看第三节。
Let us see verse 3.
推罗为自己修筑宝藏，积蓄银子如尘沙，堆起荆金如街上的泥土。
For Tyre built herself a tower, heaped up silver like dust, and gold like the mire of the streets.
啊，他们依靠了三个东西。
They relied on three elements.
第一个就是修筑很坚固的宝藏。
Number one, they built for themselves very strong towers.
再来，他们的经济力很强。
And then they had a great power economically speaking.
你看这个金银哈，多如尘沙。
You see that gold and silver abound like dust.
啊，现在更清楚啊，现代国家哈，这个军事力量呢，它常常是要用经济力作为后盾的。
And now it is more clear than before that it is silver and gold that support a military power.
哎，他们这么强的经济力呢，它可以购置很好的精良的这个武器。
Their strong economy can drive them to produce and use very powerful weapons.
它进可攻，退可以守，因为它有修筑很好的保障。
They have the capability to advance and attack, but they can also retreat and defend because they have strongholds.
那第三个就是它海上的权力。
Thirdly, is there a maritime authority?
啊，他们的航海技术很先进。
And they have very advanced navigation skills.
你看看这三个，在国内它有很好的保障。
Within the land, they have a good protection of their territory.
要去攻打敌人的时候呢，他们有航海这个海上舰队。
And when they go out to fight the enemy, they can do so through the sea with their ships.
那真正的厚实的力量在后面啊，成为这个后盾的呢，就是很强的经济力。
But the true driving force and power is their economy.
这样的国家要被打败啊，是很难的。
It is quite difficult to defeat such a country.
但是神向他们审判。
But still, God imparts judgment over them.
第四节说
verse 4,
主必赶出他。
The Lord will cast her out.
打败他海上的权力。
He will destroy her power in the sea.
他必被火烧灭。
And she will be devoured by fire.
那的确，我们翻开这个世界史来看的时候。
When we look into world history,
就发现从亚述帝国开始
we realize that starting from Assyria,
到巴比伦帝国
to Babylon,
啊，波斯
to Persia,
希腊
to the Hellenist Empire,
特别是希腊
especially the Hellenists,
前后这四个大帝国都曾经攻陷了推罗西顿
or four empires at some point served Tyre and Sidon.
他每一次被这个攻陷的时候，他们力量就一直消啊，一直消除。
And many as they did this, their strength decreased and decreased.
所以对于列国的审判呢，这个在历史上就应验了。
And therefore, in terms of history, this came to pass as the nations were judged.
那我们就看见神真的在掌管人类的历史。
So we truly see that history is in God's hand.
这个再强的这个帝国都会被打败。
No matter how powerful the kingdom of the country, it shall be defeated.
从亚述开始。
Starting from Assyria.
巴比伦波斯。
Babylon and Persia.
希腊罗马。
The Hellenists and the Roman Empire.
现在这些大帝国都不在了。
Now all these kingdoms are all long gone.
我们从圣经的观点来看。
From the point of view of the Bible,
这就是神审判的结果。
This is the outcome of God's judgment.
神就是国际间的维持秩序的那个警察。
And God is the international police who imparts the order in the land.
神就是宇宙中的公道。
He is the judge of this universe.
神就是人间的正义。
Yeah, he is the justice among men.
因为他是公义的神。
For he is a just God.
人无能为力，无法去抵挡的。
Men have no power nor means to oppose him.
神以他完全的全能来审判。
Because of his omnipotence, he judges.
所以历史的法则我们很清楚。
We are clear about the laws of history.
历史的走向呢，也已经确定了。
And we also know where history is headed.
就在神的掌握。
It is all in God's hand.
我们读先知书就是给我们这么一个很深刻的体会。
When we read the prophetic books, we feel this deeply.
我们不是只有在看一出戏剧。
Not only do we see a play.
我们看一个活生生的一个教训。
What we are seeing is a live example.
而且是展现在我们眼前的。
Which unfolds right before our eyes.
让我们联想到在神的审判底下。
And with this, we can think about being under the judgment of God.
我们的神仍然坐在地球圈上面。
Our God is sitting high above the sphere.
他从天上观察这个世界列国。
And from the heavens, he observes the nations.
他也以他的公义来审判。
And he judges with his justice.
好，我们再继续看哈。
Let us continue reading.
那第五节就提到腓力士的几个城市。
In chapter 5, we have several cities of the Philistines.
那这个腓力士并没有比推罗西顿来的强。
The Philistines are not as strong as Tyre and Sidon.
但是他们现在看到推罗西顿都败了。
But now they see that Tyre and Sidon have fallen.
所以就看见的时候就惧怕了。
So when they see this, they are fearful.
这个地方用这个拟人化的这个描写法来讲的。
This is a personification type of way of expressing this.
这个城市好像是一个人，他有眼睛可以看。
Because they liken a city to a person with eyes who can see.
其实他的意思是说，整个在亚斯基伦这个城里头的人看到的时候就惧怕了。
But what it truly means is that the people of Ascalon, when they see this, they fear.
他们就消了志气了。
And therefore, they lose their hope and energy.
他们就发抖，手就没有力量了。
They tremble and the hands grow weak.
你看加萨，看见就甚痛苦。
Look at here, it says that Gaza also saw and was very sorrowful.
他们会想到他们日后可能的命运。
Because they think about their fate.
那在以格伦呢？
How about in Ekron?
失去了盼望而且他们觉得很羞愧。
Their expectation dried up and they felt embarrassed.
那这个加萨呢？
How about in Gaza?
不知道有君王了。
There was a king in Gaza.
整个组织体系呢都被破坏了。
But its entire institution and system were abolished.
亚斯基伦也不再有居民了。
In Ascalon there shall be no inhabitant evermore.
那第六节。
Verse 6.
私生子就是外族人。
A mixed race.
他们要站到要住到这个亚斯图这个城。
Shall settle in Ashdod, the city.
所以整个腓力士人的力气他们的骄傲呢都被消除了。
So the entire strength and pride of the Philistines will be cut off.
让他们在失败中懂得谦卑。
So that they knew to humble themselves in their pride.
那这些人本来是没有资格来承受神的恩典。
These people were originally unworthy of receiving God's grace.
但是我们看到这个先知书常常有的画风一转的时候呢。做了这个180度的调整。
But when we see in the prophetic books, the wind blows and the entire tide changes.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我必除去他口中带血的肉。
I will take away the blood from his mouth.
以及牙齿内可憎之物。
And the abomination from between his teeth.
这些外邦人他们在祭拜他们的神的时候。
When these Gentiles were worshipping their gods.
他们是把这个肉带着血献祭然后塞在嘴巴去吃的。
They would offer the meat with the blood and then eat both the meat and the blood.
这个跟以色列百姓不一样。
This is different from what the Israelites did.
所以他们吃肉也吃血。
Therefore, they ate of the flesh and the blood.
这是 标准的外邦人。
And this is a case in point for the Gentiles.
这样做是因为他们的风俗。
They did this because of the traditions.
那他们牙齿里头所咀嚼的呢，就是已经祭过偶像的东西。
What this refers to is the things sacrificed to idols.
那当然就是可憎之物了。
And they are abominable things.
那现在神说哈，要把这些哈除掉。
But God said, let these things be removed.
那么他剩下的人呢，要归到神这里来。
The remnant then should come, would come to God.
那么他们在犹大要像。他们必在犹大像一个族长。
And they will be like a leader in Judah.
他们归到以色列族里头来。
And they will come into the fold of Israel.
他们剩余的人归到犹大族。
And the remnant will come to Judah.
而且他们要被尊重。
And they will be respected.
像一个族长一样。
Just like a tribal leader.
这个以格伦人呢，必如耶布斯人。
And it says an Ekron like a Jebusite.
这些都是非利士人。
These are all Philistines.
那现在这个耶布斯是什么呢？
What is a Jebusite?
耶布斯就是耶路撒冷嘛。
Jebusite refers to Jerusalem.
啊，大卫他还没有攻取这个锡安的宝藏啊的时候呢，这个耶布斯，这个耶路撒冷啊，这个锡安就是耶布斯人在住的。
Before David conquered the strongholds in Zion, the city of Jerusalem was inhabited by the Jebusites.
那大卫把这个耶布斯人赶出去以后
，After David cast out the Jebusites,
就占领了整个锡安呐。
He conquered Zion.
那这样整个耶路撒冷城都尽在大卫的手中。
And now the entire city of Jerusalem was under David's hand.
但是大卫并没有把这个耶布斯人全部杀掉。
But David did not eradicate the entire people of the Jebusites.
有一部分的人可以住在这个耶路撒冷城。
A portion of them were allowed to remain in Jerusalem.
所以耶布斯其实就是耶路撒冷。
So Jebusite here refers to Jerusalem.
那这些耶布斯的人也被规划啊，就规划到犹大族里面去了。
The Jebusites were assimilated into the Jewish society.
那这个就是一个普世性的信息了。
And this is actually a global message.
原来外邦啊，这个以色列人跟其他非以色列人这个界限啊是切割得很清楚的。
Originally, the demarcation line between the Israelites and the non-Israelites was very clear.
所以这个事情就是预先告诉我们说福音的普世性。
So this actually gives us a hint about the global nature of the gospel that is to come.
就像约拿书里面的主题所说的。
Like the main theme in the book of Jonah.
神要教导他的仆人。
God wanted to instruct his servant.
让先知也能够懂得神的心意。
So that the prophet could understand God's own heart.
在尼尼微城里头
，in the city of Nineveh，
不能分辨左右手的
，those who could not distinguish the right hand from the left hand，
12万多人
，were 120,000。
神说
，and God said，
他岂能不顾惜呢
？How can he not care for them？
神顾惜这些人
，God cares for these people。
所以差派约拿先知去传福音
，so he sent Prophet Jonah to preach the warning，
去传警告
，to preach the gospel。
那么虽然他的信息很简单，再过40天，尼尼微要倒了。
Although the message couldn't be simpler, in 40 days Nineveh shall fall。
但想不到非常大的效果。
But no one would have thought about the outcome of this warning。
你看看整个城里头啊，几十万的人啊，就幡然悔悟了。
The entire city, hundreds of thousands of people changed radically。
有时候我们布道会如果有来了40-50个慕道者，我们也非常高兴啊。
If we had 40-50 true seekers come to our church convocation, we would be rejoicing.
不能分辨左右手，十二万多，如果把这个成人、男女、成人都计算在内的话，这个城啊，人口啊，可能会突破50万。
If 120,000 are kids who cannot distinguish left and right, then the adults counted together with the kids will be more than 500,000.
这只能够说是神的工作。
We can say this is God's work.
所以先知顺服的时候，一切其他的问题神都为他解决。
When the prophet obeys, every other single problem is taken care of by God himself.
今天我们在等候神。
Today we await God.
但是神在等候人。
But God is waiting for us.
等候那个顺服神的人。
He is waiting for he who can submit to him.
愿意让神用的人。
For they who can be used by him.
我们顺服就是幸福。
If we submit,We shall so be blessed.
其他的神都为我们解决。
The other things God will take care of himself.
所以约拿他成为外邦的先知哦。
Jonah then became a prophet for the Gentiles.
就是向着外邦来传警告的先知。
That is to say, he was the prophet who preached the message to the Gentiles.
这个已经都为主耶稣他的福音啊，要让犹太人、外邦人都在基督里合而为一，这样的一个福音呢，埋下了伏笔。
This is already paving a way for Jesus Christ when the gospel was to be delivered to the Gentiles.
但是呢，我们现在这个地方讲的，它是一个部分的应验。
But what we are talking about here is a partial fulfillment of the prophecy.
是在地面上的应验。
It is a fulfillment on the earth.
是在当时候的那一段的历史里头。
It is in that specific period of time in history.
一个区域或是一个城邦或是一个民族。
Limited to a zone, a city, or a tribe.
他们会应验。
Or a people, and it came to pass.
但是它真正的要在属灵上应验。
But the true fulfillment of the prophecy is spiritual.
在属灵上应验的时候，它就变成是一个普世性的。
And when it is fulfilled spiritually, it becomes global.
是针对所有的各方各族各民。
It is addressed to all nations, all tribes, and all peoples.
就像这个第八章二十节到二十三节里面所说的。
As mentioned in chapter 8, verses 20 to 23.
所以神审判的结果。
Therefore, the outcome of the judgment of God
有一些余剩的这个族民呢
leads to some remnants
归化到犹太人里头来
who come and come to belong to the Jews.
那这个从律法来看是看不懂
From the point of view of the law, this makes no sense.
无法从旧约律法来解释
We cannot explain this from the Mosaic law.
那这个要从新约的恩典从福音来看
But rather, we have to tackle it from the other front, from the New Testament and the grace that the New Testament brings.
才能够真正了解
For us to completely understand how it works.
我们在读先知书的时候
When we study prophetic books,
就是常常可以把旧约跟新约把它连在一起看
We are able to bridge the New Testament and the Old Testament.
我们可以看到福音的亮光
And we can see the light of the gospel.
就是弥赛亚要来
That is to say, the Messiah is coming.
他要广纳各民各族各方
It will widely accept peoples from all nations and countries.
这是神所预定的
This is what God predestined.
让我们都在耶稣基督里来得救恩
Leading us to all come to Jesus Christ to be saved.
不分犹太人
It doesn't matter whether you are there is the Jew.
不分希利尼人
Or whether there are the Hellenists.
这些都在基督里合而为一。
All of these shall come and be reconciled in one in Christ.
我们现在我们的福音传到世界超过六十二个国家。
Nowadays our gospel exists in more than 62 countries in this world.
各种皮肤色的人都有。
And people of all complexions have accepted our gospel.
灵魂是没有颜色的。
The spirit has no color.
皮肤有颜色。
The skin has a color.
灵魂没有颜色
but the color does not, but the spirit does not.
在基督里都是合一的。
In Christ, there is unity.
黑人的灵魂跟白人的灵魂，在神的眼中是一样的尊贵，同等的价值。
The spirit of a black person and the spirit of a white person have the same value, and they are both as precious in God's eyes.
福音要救一切相信的人。
The gospel is to save every single person who believes.
不分种族，不分肤色。
Without distinction of race or color of skin.
这个在基督里才能够成全。
And only in Christ can this be.
这个是我们的这个在福音上的核心价值。
This is the core value of our faith.
因为这样，所以我们极力的往各方各族去传福音。
Because of this, we want to push our gospel toward all directions in this world.
传到了世界的五大洲。
We have preached to the five main continents of this world.
当然，从五零年代、六零年代开始。
Of course, starting from the 1950s and 60s.
从亚洲很多先接受福音的国家。
There were some countries in Asia.Which first received the gospel of God.
随着这个留学生或是后来的这个移民潮呢，把福音带到世界各地去。
Through immigrants and international students, the gospel was brought to other countries of the world.
近一二十年以来
，in the last 10 or 20 years,
我们发现中国有开放的政策。
We realize that now China has a more liberal and open policy.
所以中国以福建地区的这个教会的信徒呢，他们外出到海外去这个。赚外汇的这么多的弟兄姐妹来到了世界各地。
Therefore, there are many brothers and sisters, mainly based in Fujian, China, who immigrated outward to other countries.
这当中有一些非常热心的人，把福音的种子也带到他们去的地方。
Many of them, carrying a zealous heart for the Lord, brought the seed of the gospel with them.
也在很多西方文明的国家呢，在某个区域里头，他们也建立了聚会点，甚至是教会。
In many first world countries in the West, they establish points of worship and even churches.
所以在近日末世的时候，神在福音上的作为呢，是令我们稀奇的。
So today, when we look at the churches in the end time and the development of the gospel, we are marvel and astonished.
我们要乘上这一步的列车。
We need to catch this train.
1917,
1917,
再过两年就2017。
In 2 years, it will be 2017.
真教会传教百年。
Yeah, well, our church will be 100 years old.
98 年前，我们来不及参与。
98 years ago, we didn't have the opportunity to participate in the work.
再过两年，我们应该还在。
In 2 years, the Lord willing, we should be here.
我们可以看到真教会的传教百年。
We will be able to see the 100th year anniversary of our church.
那我们是不是有立了一个志向？
Have we set any determination?
2017, 我们不可以缺席。
In 2017, we must not be absent.
我们读的先知书就是给我们这些感动。
When we read the prophetic books, this is the type of feeling and movement that we get.
真教会的建立。
The establishment of the true church.
末世福音的传遍世界。
The spreading of the gospel throughout the world in the end times.
在神的计划里面。
Are all in the plan and design of God.
我们人只是其中一个器皿。
We as men are just a tool, a vessel.
我们怎么让主耶稣来用？
And how do we prepare ourselves for the Lord to use us?
教会要永续经营。
The church has to have a continuum in its management.
但是这个工人是一代一代过去。
But we know that workers pass away generation after generation.
当我们还是有时间，我们生命还在的时候。
And when we still have time, when we still have a breath,
我们从先知书去得到教训。
Let us be educated and instructed through the prophetic books.
这些神在2000多年前，2500年前，2700多年前，神都早就计划好。
God already prepared and designed us 2,500 years ago, 2,700 years ago.
我们真的不可以缺席。
And we cannot be absent.
神的旨意是存到永远的。
God's will remains forever.
人，我们的肉身生命不能活到永远。
Our flesh lives do not endure forever.
我们肉身有一天就要归到土里头去。
One day, our flesh will return to the dust.
今生今世是我们做工的地方。
This life, our time, is our stomping ground to do work.
到了天国去就没有工作做了。
When we go to heaven, there shall be no more work.
就没有世上的工作做了。
There will be no worldly work.
天国已经实现了。
And heaven has already been fulfilled.
所以这是做工的世界。
This is the world in which we must work.
这是一个服事的生命。
This is a life of service to God.
我们真的不可缺席。
And we cannot be absent from it.
我们要立志让主耶稣来使用。
Let us be determined to be useful to God.
那这样我们短暂的生命就跟神永恒的旨意结合在一起。
In this way, our short of life will be connected with God's eternal nature.
我们的生命就有意义了。
Then our lives will become meaningful.
我们再往下看。
Let us continue reading.
第八节。
Verse 8.
主说我必在我家的四围安营，使敌军不得任意往来，暴虐的人也不再经过，因为我亲眼看顾我的家。
I will camp around my house because of the army, because of him who passes by and him who returns. No more shall an oppressor pass through them, for I have seen with my eyes.
好，那么广纳的一些外族人进到犹太的这个家族里面来。
Some people who used to be Gentiles now enter into the fold of the family of the Jews.
这就是神的家了。
This is God's house.
那神的家他会亲眼看顾。
God will watch over his house personally.
他要在四围安营。
He will camp around it.
所以这个家要茁壮。
And this house shall be strong.
向这个世界来做见证。
And it will testify to the world.
我们再往下看。
Let's continue.
这个第九节、第十节呢，是另外一篇的信息。
Verse 9 and 10 are a separate message.
他提到锡安的民啊，应当大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的民啊，应当欢呼。看哪、你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion! Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem! Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey.
这一段我们读了以后就觉得非常的熟悉。
When we read this, it should sound familiar.
当主耶稣他最后一个星期，他骑着驴子进入耶路撒冷城。
In Jesus' last week, he rode a colt into the city of Jerusalem.
圣经的作者说，这就是引自这个地方来的。
And the Bible says that this is prefigured or prophesied here.
所以主耶稣他降生之前的500多年。
Therefore, before 500 years before Jesus came to this world,
撒迦利亚先知已经写了。
Zechariah already wrote it down.
已经预言了。
He already prophesied it.
这个弥赛亚他要来。
The Messiah is coming.
他是骑着驴子进入耶路撒冷。
And he enters into Jerusalem riding a donkey.
这就应验了。
And this was fulfilled.
那么大家应该要欢喜快乐。
So people should rejoice.
啊，因为你的王来到你这里了。
For thy king is coming to you.
哦，一般来讲啊，这个王啊，都是骑着马的了。
Normally, what kings ride is a horse.
你有看过那个骑马打仗的骑着驴子的吗
？Have you ever seen anyone going a donkey into a battle?
这个孩子的这个童话故事里面啊，哦，那个王啊，很英挺的，都是在马上雄风啊，没有那个驴子啊，驴。没有驴上雄风啊，没有。
In the fairy tales, the king looks royal and reverent in a horse. No one would think that a donkey would be suitable for this.
马是为打仗的日子所预备的。
The horses are prepared for the day of battle.
但是这个骑着驴子的就不一样。
But riding a donkey is a different matter.
那虽然是骑着驴子啊，但是不减他的威风。
Although he's running a colt, a donkey, his sense of regalness is not decreased.
他来到这个世界要当王。
He comes to this world to be king.
不是当这个世界的王。
But not king of this world.
他降世来到这个世界。
He came into this world.
但是他要当属灵的王。
To be a spiritual king.
而且他是一个公义的。
Moreover, he is righteous.
这个古代啊，历史上的这个生存的法则是这样的。
In the past, in ancient times, this was the law of survival.
啊，这个弱肉强食。
Those who are weak perish.
啊，这个胜者为王，败者为寇。
They perish under the hands of the strong. So those who are stronger eat up the weaker.
只有利益，没有公义。
And there is only a sense of benefit. There is no sense of fairness.
但是主耶稣来的时候，他不是骑马打仗。
But when Jesus comes, he doesn't come in a battle horse.
他骑着驴子。
He rides a donkey.
啊，他是一个公义的王。
He is a righteous king.
我们再往下看哈。
Let us continue.
第十节。
Verse ten.
我必除灭以法莲的战车和耶路撒冷的战马，征战的弓也必除灭。他必向列国讲和平，他的权柄必从这海管到那海，从大河管到地极。
I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off. He shall speak peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth.
他骑着驴子来，是因为他要谋求和平。
He rides a donkey in order to strike peace.
他把这个以色列境内的所有的战车、所有的这个武器呢，都要把它消灭。
He brings the chariots and all the weapons within the confines of Israel and eliminates them.
也就是说，要讲和平。
That is to say, he speaks peace.
是向着列国来讲和平。
And he speaks peace to the nations.
啊，是谋求和平。
He promotes peace.
在历史上，就是种族跟种族、国家跟国家之间有很大的征战。
Throughout history, country battle against country and race battle against race.
因为彼此有生存的危机。
Because there is the criticality of survival at stake.
政治利益的冲突。
And there is a conflict of political interest.
但是耶稣基督来到这个世上，他要建立的王国。
But when Christ comes, considering the type of kingdom he is trying to build,
就是在教会里面，他是要成为一个爱的团体。
That is to say, he wants the church to be a group of people. Joined by love.
这个团体是因为基督的爱而结合的。
This group exists because of the love of Christ.
是基督付出他的生命、流出他的血所赎回来的。
It is established. It is redeemed by the blood of Christ.
所以这个地方是完全没有压力的。
So in this place there is no pressure.
没有利益的冲突啊。
There is no conflict of interest.
在社会上工作呢，彼此都可能还有竞争。
Maybe in our workplace, among even our colleagues, we have competition.
但是我们到这个地方完全放松。
When we come here, we can let go.
没有利益冲突。
There is no conflict of interest.
我们到这个地方也不是要讲经济，也不是要讲财政。
Here, we don't care about politics or about the economy.
大家来这个地方都是每个人都付出啊。
We come here only to give.
啊，我们今天这座会堂。
Consider the chapel in which we are today.
大大小小的东西都是信徒付出奉献的。
The things great or small that we can see are offered by the members.
所以这是因为主的爱。
This is because of the love of Christ.
所以这个地方是最祥和，是最没有压力的。
This is the most harmonious, the most relaxed place ever.
但是他有他的权柄。
But there is an authority.
他的权柄是什么
？What is his authority?
他的权柄必从这海管到那海，从大河管到地极。
His authority goes from this sea to that sea, from the river to the ends of the earth.
一个骑着驴子的人有什么权柄可言呢
？What sort of authority can possibly a man riding a donkey have?
一个不以战争来树立他的权威的，有什么权柄可讲呢
？How kind of authority can a person who does not go into war have to speak about?
很奇妙。
It is quite mysterious.
主耶稣的权柄不是经由征战所得到的。
Jesus' authority is not obtained through military conquests.
啊，但是呢，却有千千万万的人要跟从他。
But rather, there are thousands and tens of thousands that will come and submit to him.
从这海管到那海。
From this sea to that sea.
啊，从大河管到地极。
From the river to the ends of the earth.
啊，这个就是当时候所能够知道的世界的最大的版图。
And that was the entire expanse of the land as known during that time.
用这两句话来涵盖这个整个全整个世界。
These two words are referring to the world as a whole.
所以主耶稣他来要当王。
So Jesus comes and he comes to be king.
他是当属灵的王。
To come, he to be a spiritual king.
他是一个公义的。
He is just.
他是谦和的。
He is lowly.
他谋求和平的。
And he promotes peace.
他的权柄无可限制的。
His dominion, his power are infinite.
那这些都有属灵的意义啊。
This has its spiritual significance.
啊，这个主耶稣他是谦谦和和的来到。
Jesus came lowly to this world.
他自己也讲啊。
And he himself said,
他柔和谦卑。
That he is meek and lowly.
在腓立比书第二章里面有提到。
In Philippians chapter 2, we have a mention of this.
主耶稣从天上来到这个地上。
Jesus came from the heavens to this world.
那这个腓立比教会啊，他们之间还有一点点不同心。
In the church of Philippi, there was some dissension, some lack of unity.
那保罗就勉励他们。
So Paul encouraged them.
啊，要怎么样同心？
Telling them how to be united.
是以基督的心为心。
It is to have the mind of Christ.
那基督的心是什么样的心呢？
So what kind of mind is the mind of Christ?
他讲说他自己谦卑。
He says that he himself was lowly.
所以存心顺服。
And therefore he obeyed completely.
啊，谦卑才能顺服。
Only with humility can there be obedience.
那基督如果不顺服。
If Christ were not obedient,
是求自己的杯。
If he only wanted his own cup,
不喝父的杯。
And did not drink the Father's cup,
自己的主张跟想法。
If he went after his own preference and his own will,
那他就是不谦卑了。
Then he would not be humble.
那不谦卑就没有办法顺服啊。
Without humility, there is no possible obedience.
啊，所以啊，在教会里头。
Therefore, within the church,
有时候在侍奉当中啊，有一些不同心的现象。
Sometimes there is a lack of unity of one-mindedness as we serve.
肯定这里面就是有人不够谦卑。
We can be sure that the reason is because someone is not humble enough.
根据保罗的解读
，According to Paul's interpretation,
腓立比教会的问题症结点是在于不够谦卑。
The main problem, the main knot that tied up the Philippians was a lack of humility.
所以他勉励说，如果每一个人都像基督这么谦卑的话
，So he encouraged them saying, if everyone was as humble as Christ,
大家都可以好好的合作
，People will be reconciled and work together.
啊，那谦卑就是他的表现，就是要顺服。
And the sign of humility is obedience.
主耶稣从天来到这个地。
Jesus left the heavens to come to this world.
什么叫做谦卑
？What is humility?
如果没有主耶稣，他来告诉我们。
If Jesus did not come and tell us,
很多人会活在自己所定义的谦卑里面。
Many people will live under their own definition of humility.
主耶稣从天来到这个地。
Jesus came from the heavens to this world.
从空间上来讲。
From a space perspective,
那么高的地方
such a high place,
但是他降到这么低的位置
led him to come to such a lowly place.
本来是很高的
Indeed, originally he was high up,
但是他把它放掉了
But he completely let go of that.
把它放掉
He released all of that.
我不要这么高
He said, I don't want such height.
降低
Lower me.
从天到地
From heaven unto earth.
而且是在木匠的家庭。
And moreover, he was born in the family of a carpenter.
在马槽里面。
On a manger.
已经很低了。
This is quite low indeed.
神道成肉身来到世上。
God, the Word became flesh and came to this world.
成了人的样式。
And he took upon the image of man.
而且是奴仆的形象。
Not only that, but the image of a servant.
他降到最低。
He lowered himself to the lowest.
他放掉所有的权力。
And he released all his power and authority.
他不强调。
He did not fight for these.
他反而选择。
But he wasn't forced, but rather he chose.
选择最低的姿势。
He chose the lowest posture.
连面貌上，主耶稣都做了一个最低的选择。
Even in his appearance, physically speaking, he made himself as lowly as possible.
以赛亚书五十二章、五十三章里面就告诉我们。
We are told in Isaiah chapter 52 and 53.
我们看到他的时候，没有家型美容可以让我们羡慕。
When we see him, there is no beauty or elegance for us to admire.
他没有为自己选择一个啊王公贵族的大家庭来降生，他也没有为自己来 塑造一张漂亮的脸。
He didn't choose to be born in nobility in a palace. He didn't choose a beautiful face for himself.
为什么
？Why？
因为他选择最低的姿势。
Because he chose the lowliest position.
选择可以看到一个人的格调。
Through our choices, we can see our character.
一个年轻妈妈。
There was once a young mom.
她当了妈妈以后，她才知道。
And after she became a mom, it is that she understood.
她小时候以为妈妈最喜欢吃鸡翅膀。
When she was a kid, she thought that her mom loved the chicken wings.
还有那个鸡脚。
And also the chicken feet.
因为每一次啊，这个饭桌上啊，这个鸡翅膀啊，跟这个鸡脚呢，都是妈妈吃的。
Because every time a chicken was placed on the dining table, the feet and the wings would go to mom.
等到她长大了，她才知道。
After she grew up, she understood.
其实妈妈不是很喜欢，不是一定很喜欢吃鸡翅膀跟鸡脚。
Her mom might not have necessarily liked the feet and the wings especially.
等到她当了妈妈以后，她也是吃鸡翅膀跟鸡脚。
After she became a mom, she was the one eating the feet and the wings of the chicken.
小时候都是吃鸡腿。
When she was a kid, she was the one eating the drumstick.
Oh, 妈妈的选择。
This is mom's choice.
感念在心。
And now she felt it deep down.
妈妈很伟大。
How great is mom?
哦，所以哈，那个蛋糕店，母亲节卖出700个蛋糕，父亲节卖出100个。
And therefore, on Mother's Day, a bakery can expect to sell 700 cakes. On Father's Day, 100 cakes.
选择看出一个人的格调。
Through our choices, we see the nature of our character.
看出他的尊贵性来。
We can see our nobility and honor.
主耶稣为我们选择最低的。
For our sake, Jesus chose the lowliest position.
把自己降到最卑微的。
And he lowered himself to the lowest.
当他到了最低的位置上。
When he reached that bottom place.
他没有可计较的。
There was nothing he would argue for.
他也不需要比较。
And neither did he feel a sense to compare with anyone.
他已经虚己，已经放空自己了。
Because he already humbled himself, he emptied himself.
所以他不会有再有什么损失的。
Therefore, there is nothing for him to lose now.
他没有再有什么可以吃亏的了。
There is nothing for him let go and lose.
所以他存心顺服。
And therefore, he obeyed completely.
而且顺服到死。
And he obeyed unto death.
我们就知道什么叫做谦卑。
Now we know what humility is.
啊，如果没有主耶稣给我们做了一个完全的典范，我们不知道什么叫做谦卑。
Without Christ as the perfect, as the prime example, we wouldn't know what humility actually is.
以至于死，死在十字架。
Unto death and dying on the cross.
所以这个谦谦和和，不单只是谈到主耶稣他的柔和谦卑。
Therefore, when we talk about humility and lowliness, we not only talk about his attitude and way of dealing with things.
至终自己的那个表现呢，就是上到十字架。
In the end, this led him to go up to the house of God.
他的权柄是从他的爱来的。
His authority actually comes from his love.
他的权柄是从他的牺牲来的。
His authority comes from his sacrifice.
他这个权柄不是他要求来的。
This authority that he had was not requested by him.
丈夫常常在抱怨妻子不够顺服。
Husband often complains that the wives are not submissive or obedient enough.
传道啊，你跟我太太劝一下嘛。
Pastor, do you have 2 minutes to talk to my wife?
好歹也要尊重我这个一家之主啊。
I should at least be respected and honored as the head of the house.
不顺服我。
But she doesn't listen to me.
圣经都有在想啊，女人要顺服丈夫啊。
The Bible clearly says that the wife must submit to the husband.
好，那小弟就跟他分享。
And now, this is what I share with them.
哦，你这个读圣经哦，不可以只读太太那个部分啊，你要读你自己这个部分啊。
When you read the Bible, you cannot just focus on what is said to the wife. You have to see what is said to you.
圣经怎么说呢？
What does the Bible say?
再看一下。
Let us see.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
五章二十二节。
Chapter 5 verse 22.
五章二十二节
Chapter 5 verse 22.
这个是真耶稣教会的弟兄最喜爱的经节。
This is the favorite verse of every single husband in the True Jesus Church.
你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord.
因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头。
For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church.
好，那请看二十五节。
Now let us see verse 25.
这个换过来了，这是真耶稣教会的姐妹最喜欢的经节。
Now, as you have guessed, this is a favorite verse of TJC wives.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her.
啊，一直读哈。
Let us reading all the way through.
读到我们看到二十八节。
And let us see verse 28.
丈夫也当照样爱妻子。
So husband ought to love their own wives as their own bodies.
照什么样子呢？
I love their own wives as what?
二十六节跟二十七节。
Verse 26 and 27.
哦，还有那个二十五节底下那个为教会舍己。
And 25, as we read, gave himself for the church.
那耶稣用水和血把教会洗净。
And Jesus Christ cleansed the church through the water and the blood.
都没有污点了。
And there is no speck.
是一个荣耀的教会。
It is a glorified church.
哦，所以他自己就有荣耀了。
Therefore, himself becomes glorified.
那丈夫也当照样爱妻子。
So should husbands love their wives.
所以问题在哪里？
So where is the problem?
如果家里有一个不完全的妻子，这是丈夫的责任。
If there is an imperfect wife in the family, this is the responsibility of the husband.
如果家里有一个不顺服的这个妻子呢，也是丈夫的责任。
If there is an unsubmissive wife in the family, it is the fault of the husband.
我们今天会顺服基督。
Today we submit to Christ.
为什么？
Why?
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
他把生命都给我们了。
He gives us his very life.
一个把生命都给了我们的人，我们怎么不会顺服他？
If someone hands over to us their life, how can we not submit to them?
我们顺服一个把生命都给了我们的人，这是一种幸福。
It is a blessing and a fortune to have someone give us their lives.
所以丈夫的爱还没有让太太放心。
So the promise of the husband's love have not let the wife feel at peace.
有一个弟兄他分享他一个心情。
There was a husband who shared one of his sentiments.
他说他有一次很难过。
He said that once he was feeling really down.
因为他的妻子跟他问一个问题。
Because his wife asked him a question.
结果他难过了好多天。
And he was sorrowful for days.
什么问题啊？
What was this question?
他妻子有一天问他。
One time the wife came and asked him.
你真的爱我吗？
Do you really love me?
你真的曾经爱过我吗？
Have you ever loved me?
哇，他这个丈夫就哭了。
And this husband cried.
妻子怎么问我这个问题？
How is it that my wife can possibly ask me something like this?
后来他就知道了，我的爱一定不够。
And then he understood that he was asked this because his love was not sufficient.
我的太太才会这样问我。
This is why she feels that way and she asked this.
我以后要做得更多一点。
I need to do more for her.
我一定有某个地方啊还不够完整。
There must be a place in which I haven't done my best.
我要给我太太一个放心的爱。
I want my wife to be loved and feel loved.
同样的道理。
And by the same token,
如果丈夫真的像基督这样舍己的精神要来爱他的太太，他的太太哪有什么理由来拒绝顺服呢？
If the husband used his entire existence and himself to love his wife, then how is it possible for the wife not to submit to him?
所以丈夫成为头，这一个权柄哪里来？
Therefore, where does the authority of the husband being the head come from?
当然是从神的创造来啊。
Of course, firstly, it comes from God's creation and design.
但是实质的层面来看。
But how about practically, pragmatically speaking,
更是因为他愿意像基督这样舍己的爱了爱太太。
It comes because of his sacrifice for the wife, as Christ sacrificed himself for us.
所以他就有一个无形的权柄。
Therefore, there is an tacit or unspoken authority.
他顺服基督。
He obeys Christ.
顺服真理。
He obeys the truth.
他的妻子就很放心顺服他了。
So therefore, the wife is at ease because she knows he can follow him.
他用舍己的爱要爱太太。
He loves the wife with an unconditional, selfless love.
他就有一个爱的权柄。
And therefore, this love serves as his authority.
让他的太太可以放心顺服他。
Causing the wife to be able to follow him at ease.
耶稣他在世的年日是33岁。
Jesus Christ was on earth for 33 years.
亚历山大大帝啊，在世的年日也是33岁。
Alexander the Great also lived in this planet for 33 years.
亚历山大20岁登基。
Alexander rose to the throne at the age of 20.
他带着军队到处去表现他的军事天才。
He led his army to display his military might all over the land.
他侵略人家的土地。
And he invaded other people's land.
他杀了人的身体。
He killed other people.
流出别人的血。
And he shed other people's blood.
然后他当王。
And then he became king.
耶稣怎么做？
How about Jesus Christ?
他把自己放到十字架上。
He placed himself on the cross.
流出自己的血。
Shed his own blood.
救人的生命。
And save other people's souls.
耶稣的权柄是从他的牺牲跟爱来的。
Jesus' authority comes from his love and his sacrifice.
希腊帝国。
As for the Hellenist Empire,
希腊帝国早就不在了。
We know it is long gone.
剩下一个快要倒闭的希腊国。
We have this almost bankrupt Greece that we know about.
主耶稣的国。
About Jesus' kingdom.
弥赛亚王国。
The kingdom of the Messiah.
一直在兴盛当中。
It is prospering and prospering.
他是一个谦谦和和的君王。
He is a lowly and humble king.
他的权柄从这海到那海。
His authority ranges from this sea to that sea.
从大河到地极。
From the river to the ends of the earth.
在我们想不到从来没有听过的名字的那个蛮荒那个海岛。
In that lonely island, the south that we never heard about.
我们中国很多的这个一些童年啊，他跑到那些地方去。
Some brothers and sisters went from China to that unknown island.
那为什么我们就知道呢
？How do we know this？
因为我们做了这个网络的这个 APP 的那个软体。
Because of this software called APP.
我们的伺服器里头就跑出那个网址出来，
and,
那个网址。
And in our server, then comes up this URL.
一查的时候就是在非洲某一个地方，我们从来没有看过那个名字的。
So when we look up at this name, it actually comes from Africa, some place which we never knew.
我们的信徒散到世界各地去了。
Our members have scattered all over the world.
而且它download是那个简体字的，那肯定就是中国出去的统领嘛。
And if there is a download from Africa of a text in simplified Chinese, then it must have been someone from China.
真的，它的权柄啊。普及于天下。
It is true, his authority encompasses the entire world.
最后，这个福音就传遍天下的时候。
In the end, when the gospel is expanded through the world.
这是末期就会来到的。
Then the end time is here.
我们再翻回来看。
Let us continue with Zechariah.
所以这段话预言主耶稣基督。
So this passage prophesizes Jesus Christ.
我们再看十一节。
Let us see verse 11.
西安哪，我因与你立约的血，将你中间被掳而囚的人，从无水的坑中释放出来。
As for you also, because of the blood of the covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit.
这个是神纪念他跟以色列百姓所立的约。
This is God remembering the covenant that He struck with the people of Israel.
所以呢，暂时使他们受苦。
So He allowed them to suffer for a while.
但是要带他们回来。
But now they shall be led back.
好，我们今天就先讲到这个地方。
We shall stop here for now.
明天我们再继续。
And let us continue tomorrow.
我们一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.